This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
3 o'clock, nice to have you. Lions fans, going to need your help because, first of all, if you missed it, it's probably worth a listen. I thought Jim and John did a really nice job. And I called Jim and told him personally, you did a better job than I would. I'm just too old and crotchety, and I don't revere athletes, coaches, executives. They're not special. They're people. You know, they poop too. And I just don't really care. Like, none of these people are fighting cancer.
You're not big into getting talked down to?
No, because it's all dumb. All of it. Like, sports is not real. It's entertainment. It's nothing different than what we do. Acting as if they're shaping geopolitics or brokering peace in the Middle East, that's ridiculous. Right. So,
yeah, you're not a hostage negotiator.
No, so I just laugh at it when guys take themselves that seriously. And look, make no mistake, guys like Eiserman and Brad take themselves incredibly seriously. And I thought the guys did a good job of keeping it even, asking really good questions, and Brad just wasn't going to give an inch. Now, the best way to set it up is, look, I have stayed out of this. I had a dream sequence where I said, look, I'd love to get a big-time edge rusher this offseason. But you haven't heard me yell about it. I didn't yell about it with the draft. I'm done. I let go of it months ago when it was clear they weren't going to try. And this draft went on. My thoughts, which are available on our YouTube page, I'm sure, I like the draft. I'm fine with it. Other people are more upset. They didn't draft an edge. And depending who you talk to, sounds like they tried to trade up to get one in this draft. The point is, Brad Holmes was asked about it. David, I want you to specifically set up some of the audio you have, and then I'm going to turn it over to Rico. Rico is far angrier than I am. I'm more like sadistically laughing at it.
Because it was very condescending.
I know. Hold on. Okay. I want to give the people, as Kenny likes to say, some hors d'oeuvre. I want to give them the hors d'oeuvres, and then we can get to the main dish. David, if you would.
So this cut here, this is Jim basically asking him about the edge situation.
Now, there's more, but do you want the second piece before you decide to? Okay, before Rico goes full Monty here. David, do you want to set up the second piece?
Yeah, the second piece is him basically saying, yes, you can draft one every round, but the guy still has to perform.
I guess I don't know how this even got there. Because Cookie started off with a softball question. It's a morning show. It's an easy question. Hey, you know, a lot of people want the edge rushers. And this was his chance to say, you know, you can never have too many. We try, but the cost wasn't there. We didn't want to pay that price. I like who we drafted. That's the answer. Brad just woke up and chose violence and said, nah, he took no softball, grenade. I don't understand. What do you mean you don't understand? Really? I don't understand. Because we already have one. And then at that point, Mike, it just became just condescending. Like, well, what would we do with another edge rusher? I mean, we already have one of the elite edge rushers. So why do you need two? Why do you need two edge rushers? I did not get it. And he goes on, and if you listen to the whole thing, he talks about other teams in the league who have top edge rushers. And I'm thinking to myself, Brad, nobody's saying, okay, I thought we started with a pipe dream, the Myles Garrett thing. Like, you're probably not going to get him because he doesn't value the edge rusher like that. And if he doesn't, then just say, I don't value it the way that you guys do. But don't sit here and act like we're just a bunch of idiots, because we want to see the team get better. Because you know what helps Aiden out? If you have another edge rusher who could take some of the pressure off of him. So you don't, there's not always going to be a double team. You got to pick your poison. He doesn't even have to be elite, but you can at least address it instead of saying, well, I don't get it. Because, hey, in the draft, Nick Bosa, can we say that's a good edge rusher? First thing San Francisco did, they went out and drafted another edge rusher. But you're telling me, well, if you got one, that's good. It didn't make any sense because this is the same man. And correct me if I'm wrong, they had a running back, right? But then they went into the draft, drafted, traded up, and got Jahmyr Gibbs. And then you had two running backs. They had a wide receiver, right? We're going to go into the draft. We're going to trade up. We're going to bring in J-Mo. Now you got two receivers. You drafted two corners back-to-back last year. Why are you acting like you can only have one elite edge rusher? Why are you acting like you don't even want to try to get one? It's almost become like it's personal. I'm going to do this without you even realizing you don't know what I know. You haven't read the whole book. You've only read one chapter. I read the book. I've watched 2 years of tape. I know all of this stuff. It's nothing personal, but I know you don't. And it's almost out of spite. He does not want to add an edge rusher. I don't get it. I don't understand. Because, Mike, you've seen it. Top teams know you win with defense. Offense scores a lot of points. But if you, in the end, you got to be able to stop that team in the final 2 minutes to come up with the big stop on a fourth down. You do that with the best available players. You've seen the Eagles draft that way. You've seen, hell, Mike, your team, the Giants, you already had a defensive line. And what did you take? Give me Abdul Carter. Why? It made us better. With him, it's not going to happen. I've come to the point, I don't care. You're never going to draft an edge. I'm not going to ask you to do that. I'm simply saying, I see where the Lions are. You're teetering on winning a Super Bowl. You went out last year. You were 15-2. Imagine if you just got that extra piece to make you a Super Bowl champion. Because when the window closes, it's going to close fast, it's going to close hard, and you're going to be sitting around saying, what happened? I don't understand. Because when you had an opportunity to really reinforce this team, you wanted to get cute about things, and you wanted to tell people about book clubs and stuff, and say, hey, I say this very respectfully, but I read the whole book, and you've read one chapter.
No, I'm not trying to get in the way. No. I'll just wait. It's fine.
I'm good.
You're okay.
It's just condescending.
Like I said, Rico was spicy. I know it is. And I laugh at it. It's fine. Because ultimately, if they win the Super Bowl, he's right. And if they don't, it's his ass in the jackpot. I'm with you. The Eagles had a million pass rushers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 20 had a million pass rushers. The Giants, the two Super Bowls they won. The Denver Broncos, when they had DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller in his prime. Look, I just know the best way to win a Super Bowl. I know I haven't read the whole book club, but it is kind of weird that if you have Aiden, you seem to almost take it personally that people say, get Aiden a bookend.
Right.
Like, get Aiden a guy who can elevate Aiden. I don't know. I'm not yelling about it. I've come to grips with what this is. I just don't understand the level of...
If it was a quarterback, Mike, I get it. You can only play one quarterback at a time. If people are like, hey, you didn't draft a quarterback. Hey, guys, we got Jared Goff. We're paying him a lot of money. Last time I checked, you could play multiple edge rushers, correct? Yeah. I've seen the Eagles put three or four out on the same line at once. The Chiefs have done that. I don't understand why he feels like you could only have one, and then I can just put a bunch of, you know, pylon cones up there, and it's going to be good.
Can I just say one thing? Because I don't want people to get twisted up in this. One, I'm not yelling, Rico is. Two, it's not about the draft for me. It's about everything. It's about trades, it's about free agency, and it's about the draft. Like, on no level did you make a concerted effort to really upgrade that player that's never going to get double-teamed. Aiden's always going to get double-teamed.
Yeah.
And Aleem McNeil, when healthy, will get double-teamed. I don't understand why we need straw man arguments. Oh, well, do they ask about it in other towns? Well, Brad, I can tell you this. The other towns, they don't drink your bathwater when you don't win a playoff game
and have a rookie drop his nuts in your house. Yeah. Okay? So I did be careful about the other market thing. This is pretty much the best place to work ever because you can do next to nothing and still be a hero.
Yeah. And a lot of those other towns, they don't get asked because they just go out and find defensive players who could rush the passer.
What do you make of Holmes' answer? That he doesn't understand why people keep asking about a pass rush. I guess that would be the simplest way to talk to the people about it. And I do. I encourage you to listen to the whole interview. I thought Jim and John did a really nice job. 248-539-9797. And we can get with you, the people, next. And if you have a different spin on it, feel free. I mean, if you say, oh, I loved what he said, God bless. Do your thing. I'm not mad about it. I chuckle. I mean, man. The way that guy talks, you'd think he bleeped Chanel. I mean, come on. Can we just live in the real world for a minute here?
On the solid gold toilet.
Yeah, you didn't win a playoff game last year. Injuries or not, you didn't win a playoff game. Like, cool it. You're not fighting pancreatic cancer like the people at Carmanos.
And this
like,
is a man, on. Right, Super Bowl or bust. Did you help your team get to the Super Bowl by not addressing an edge rusher? Nah, we're good.
Okay. Personal injury of any sort is personal. Do me a favor. Turn his mic off. He's going to keep talking, and then I'll just do this, and then when we pick it back up, he'll be mid-monologue, crushing. It's Brett Holmes with The Morning Show. Big takeaways. No, I mean, he was asked, do you understand why people ask about the pass rush and the edge? And multiple times said, no, I don't. I want your guys' reaction to it. I mean, Rico certainly fired up about it. I've accepted what it is. Now, the one thing I would caution, look, and this is just, you know, I'm a scumbag New Yorker. The outsider opinion is, I think your team and brain trust are pretty arrogant for a group that hasn't won anything. And I can say they've done a good job and still say there's an arrogance here that is kind of weird to me. Like, you're not the Patriots. Right. You don't have 10 Super Bowl appearances.
You don't get a banner because you had a lead in the NFC Championship game at halftime.
Right. And again, I think what they've done is fantastic work. It doesn't mean it's perfect.
Right.
And I just get a little leery of like, really, guys?
You want to build upon this because, yes, I do believe your window is now. I think that this year and next year, you have to capitalize on every moment. That's why I'm not worried about what happens in, you know, 2027 and 2028. It's about capitalizing and winning right now and adding to that line. I mean, Za'Darius Smith was so great that you added him that he's still sitting out there begging for you to bring him back.
David on ticket text, and I'll go to the callers. Let's see. And again, guys, I'm not like, you don't need to feel any certain way. I just want to know how you feel. I if you're not tweaked by it or upset by it or annoyed by it, that doesn't mean you're bad. I guess my question is, when you hear what he said, how do you not understand why people want more pass rushers? I mean, we all watch Super Bowl. We've watched Super Bowls plural. Or a better case is like every year I feel like the Baltimore Ravens are adding pass rushers. You know, every year the Chiefs seemingly have a new threat to add to Spagnola's scheme. Every year, you know what the Eagles do. Yeah, I know the Giants blow, but the Giants at the top of the
draft.
You're
a quarterback.
Right. And they said, you know what? We have Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Brian Burns, who we paid $100 million to. Well, why do we need another Brian Burns? They took Abdul Carter. Now, again, I think Giants are going to be the Steelers from last year. We'll have a top 10 defense, and we'll have a bottom 10 offense, and we'll go nowhere.
I was like, same with the Steelers.
I'm just making a point. Like, you have Aiden, which should make it that much easier to have somebody flourish. I didn't understand where he said he didn't understand. That's all. The book club thing, I don't need the analogy, but I have no issue when a general manager speaks and says, look, candidly, I have information you guys don't have. We know that.
Yeah.
Respect. I don't need the Maya Angelou book club reference. Yeah. Okay, come on.
I know you guys don't watch every snap of the last 2 years. Hey, I get it, but I do. So let me cook.
Thank you
and
for
get
putting,
out my kitchen.
Brad, thank you so much for putting an end to colon cancer.
Right.
America, thank you.
Like, I'll just stick with green eggs and ham.
Come on. David, go ahead.
This Holmes quote is obnoxious. When Aiden went down, there was zero pass rush. Not asking for two elite, but there needs to be a rush of some substance. His signings have shown no capability of that. That is from Dan. So Holmes could trade up for a running back. He can trade up for a wide receiver. I don't think the Lions are serious about winning. That is from Hans.
And Hans, that's what got me, was he's like, oh, you know, if there's anybody out there, you had a running back and you went up and got Gibbs. It's worked out. You had Amon-Ra. You know what? I need J-Mo. I can put them both out on the field. It worked out. I have Aiden Hutchinson. I don't need another edge rusher. It'll work out. Hey,
they have pretty well-established guards on this team, right?
Mm-hmm.
They just took two guards.
I know.
So I'm just making a point. It's a faulty premise.
Right. You drafted Terrion Arnold, and then you doubled down and went for Rakestraw. And then you went out and got free agents,
David,
at corner.
That's it. I'm convinced Brad Holmes hates edge rushers.
No.
Someone else says he's just saying that he doesn't understand why it's the only question he gets when there are other places to get better on the team.
But there really aren't, if we're being honest with ourselves.
And that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, no, there just really aren't huge areas of need other than this one particular thing.
You went out and you got a defensive tackle. I'm like, okay, I'm okay with that. And then you went out, got the guard. I probably would have took Green there and got a guard later, but okay. But then it was like, and I'm going to get a wide receiver. Wait, whoa. And I'm going to overpay for him too, and I'm going to give up picks for next year because this guy, he's my guy.
Well, I'm very proud of myself that I explained that to you yesterday, and I may as well have been Brad Holmes, minus the yellow football jersey. I'm telling you, they had a grade on that kid. We've got to lose the illusion that their value board looks like Mel Kiper's. All right, old hairspray. All right, just you know, what was that? Vidal Sassoon. Get him over here.
It's not that it doesn't. I just wonder. I kind of think that kid would have been there later in the third round.
Not even
and
playing.
You
that.
Wouldn't have had to give
not
up.
Not even playing again.
Your Aaron Glenn picks.
Bottom line,
they're all gone now.
He felt like that was the last of maybe a second round grade player. I don't want any of these other guys. I'm going to go get them. This is who they are, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Triggered by it.
Because nothing makes sense. Because, okay, you don't want to add another edge who could actually play right now. Let me add a fourth receiver. Where's he going to play? I'll figure it out. This doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, boy.
Make it make sense, Mike.
Well, let me give you these, Rico, just for you. Someone says, go, Rico, go, rant and rave. Tell them, Rico, they don't even read the Cliff Notes. Someone else says, Rico, you can go preach a sermon at David's church Sunday.
I've heard it pays really well.
One more. I'm so happy Rico said it with enthusiasm. We're all feeling that way.
There you go. Okay. That's why I said, Rico, this is yours. Go to six. All right, let's go to the people. We'll see what everybody's got to say. Alex is going to bat leadoff. 97.1. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What do you make of this home stuff?
I'm pretty upset, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's arrogance or what it is, but I just don't understand. You just said it. I don't understand how he doesn't understand not needing another edge. I understand. I get the not wanting an elite guy. Like, Garrett obviously would have been tough to get. Hendrickson.
Sure.
But not going in and addressing him as a solid guy, a solid starter, to help out Hutchinson, who's coming off a gruesome, terrible injury. Who knows if he's going to be the same next year? Or he's even 75-80%. So I don't get where he's coming from.
No, I mean, Alex, the other thing is, and I just choose a different approach. It's about the entire offseason. You went the entire offseason, and the best you're offering me is Marcus Davenport. That just doesn't feel urgent. It doesn't feel all in. And Alex, maybe I'm going too far with the Aleem McNeil thing, but we know he won't be back in September. And I don't think he'll be back in October. So this whole D-line turns into a different look. And, yeah, I do think home field matters. I do think seeding matters for this team with this quarterback. So, yeah, I mean, Alex, I look at it in totality, and it's like, okay, he better be right. Because he clearly believes, Alex, they have a Super Bowl-winning team in-house. I don't, you know, that if that's the hill he wants to die on, it's his prerogative. But I'm with you, Alex. I look at it and go, why wouldn't we try?
Or just say, hey, yeah, you know what? Hey, look, we try. It didn't work out. The asking price was a little too much, but I'm happy with the players that we have. You hit all you check all the boxes. You try, it just didn't work. How many times did we say that?
You don't ask, hey, do they do this in other media markets? Like, what?
Well, you know, in Montreal and St. Louis, they didn't make it.
The Alouettes have a wicked pass rush. 248-539.
You can ask Manu about that.
Shout out Mike Pringle, all-time leading rusher with the Montreal Alouettes.
Why do I know that? I need help. No, seriously, Mike Pringle, look it up. 248-539-9797.
Where's he from?
I don't know, but I think he wore 27. All right, I'm a loser. Here's Rico. I feel horrible about me.
You sure?
Straight to the people. Brad Holmes' comments on the morning show and what you guys think about it. And, I mean, Rico put on a sermon. I think he spoke for some of you. I'm a little more measured. This is who Brad Holmes is. I'm not comfortable with a level of arrogance that the Detroit Football Lions as an organization, or as Kenny likes to say, organization, you haven't even been to a Super Bowl, much less won one, might want to just power it down a little. They've done a hell of a nice job, but I don't know, man. It felt like a little bit like, hey, the duty don't stink. And you're like, all right, dude, cool. Better be right. I guess we'll find out. We go to Jacob, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, bud?
If Rico's spicy, I'm a habanero pepper.
Okay.
I'm the arrogance of that. The last 15 years, the Super Bowl appearing teams have almost always been top 10 in sacks. And you have no one on the other side. And that I don't need an elite second edge rusher. Just someone who's competent, a 7 to 10 sack type guy.
Well, look, I think, Jake, no matter what you desired, I think whether you were like, hey, look, I'm okay they didn't overspend in free agency, or I didn't want to make a commitment to a Hendrickson or a Garrett or whatever it may be, they didn't even draft a guy. So I think that's the whole thing. To your point, doing nothing really felt odd.
Yeah, Jacob, I'll say either that or, you know, go out and draft a rookie, maybe not in the sixth round, but maybe get one a little sooner. And maybe that could be your guy.
I'm sick of all the people acting like Brad Holmes walks on water, because that's the biggest issue.
I agree.
The other side is that he can make mistakes, and his sixth-round picks have not made the team. I'm not expecting all these idiots out there acting like, well, this guy from Boise State, he's going to be a Pro Bowler because Brad Holmes drafted him.
Well, listen, the one clarification, and Jake, you're not wrong in most of what you said, but I mean, look, Mahogany was a sixth-round pick. I do think he's going to be your starting guard, and he played really well in the two games he played. Al Hasamin, the kid from Boise State, I'm a loser. I watched him.
Right,
but I'm rooting for him, but he is a sixth-round pick for a reason. I think we've got to be clear about that.
Yeah, we all thought the same about James Houston until we didn't. So, go ahead.
Just can't have a guy on the team who bleeps their pants. Can't have it. That was tough. White pants, no less.
No, but remember, he was all that, and then he wasn't. And that was before the pants incident.
Let's go to Ian, 97.1. Ian, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon,
hey,
sir.
First, I'd like to apologize to Kenny J. Trump for immediately going into my rant on the phone when he asked me what I'd like to say, to the point where he just had to put me back on hold.
How's your day going?
A lot of ranting.
A lot.
Ian went full Howard Dean.
And we're going to do this.
As soon as he put me on hold, I was like, oh boy, I got to calm down. Brad just needs to, like, does he not understand that the internet exists? Like, not only can we see the fact that Aiden Hutchinson led the team in sacks last year, despite going down in game 5, but we can also see that the two guys behind him were Za'Darius Smith at 4 sacks, who's no longer on the team, and Aleem McNeil at 3.5, who won't be ready till Thanksgiving-ish.
Yeah.
Also, we can also go see on YouTube all of these guys who are draft prospects play. So it's not like we have no idea. Like, he keeps saying, like, well, you guys don't know what we know. We know everything that you know. We can see who is eligible for the draft, and we can go watch those players play. So, like, when fans get attached to a position, much less a player, it's because there are good guys available. And if Brad doesn't understand why we want defensive edges or just pass rushers in general, well, I'm sure he has Howie Roseman's number. Go give him a call. You know why they won the Super Bowl last year? Because they completely shut down Patrick Mahomes. And the game before that, they completely shut down Jaden Daniels, who ran wild on us for 4 quarters in the divisional round. So if he doesn't understand, there's people he can call.
Yeah, I mean, Ian, look, look, let me say this, because I don't want you to yell at me, Ian, and I don't want Rico to yell at me. I want to say I understand Rico's point about trading up for Tesla. I totally understand it, because when talking to someone like you, Ian, if they had taken an edge guy they really liked in the third, just on basis, much less moved up to go get one, I don't think any of this conversation's happening.
No.
But when you package multiple picks to take your fourth or fifth, maybe sixth option in the offense, I will admit, I trust Brad's scouting, but I see what guys like you and Rico are saying, where it's like, wait, you couldn't even do this for me in the third round?
Right.
Yeah, well, and like you said, Rico, where is this guy going to play? Like, is he going to suddenly come in and just be like a second all-pro behind St. Brown? Like, we still have Raymond on contract. We still have Dorsey under contract.
You got Tim Patrick.
We still have Tim Patrick who's contributing great minutes. Right. Like, I don't understand why this guy was so high of a priority, but yet you look at the defensive line and the injuries that he keeps talking about are still persisting. And the guy he keeps bragging about picking up at the trade deadline last year in multiple press conferences now is not on the team.
Nah, he's sitting there waiting for a phone call. Ian, I'm with you. Oh, and by the way, let's throw in Gibbs and Laporta, too, as part of the passing game.
So that's why I said sixth or seventh option. No, and look, I don't want to turn anybody into some kind of star or anything, but it's like, I think the Tesla angle is 2026 and beyond. So it flies in the face of the window. Well, Brad Holmes already told you he doesn't believe in windows. He's building something to be good forever and ever and ever and ever. So again,
well, then I hope he likes living in that cave.
Okay, I'm making a point to you. Like, it's the difference between you took Hendon Hooker, which made no sense then. It surely makes no sense now. Do you know who the next pick was after Hendon Hooker? Mm-hmm. That was Tank Dell. Do you know who else went right in that range? Yaya Diaby. Plays for Tampa. Now, I'm not turning him into some kind of star, but that's a kid who had 5.5 sacks last year. He plays, and it's just it's a guy.
Imagine if he was there last year, Mike, when everybody was injured.
Right. So I'm trying to make your and Ian's point for you without the yelling, because I'm just broken. It's just he don't give an F about you.
Not only that, you take that. You take
a lot of Fs.
No, you take the, okay, we're going to develop Manu. Okay, we traded picks away. Like, spots that you could have taken a flyer on an edge, you've given them away to take all of these developmental players.
And that is where I think it's very difficult to defend Holmes. I'm not trying to do the Stoney where I'm shaking both hands. I'm making a point is I understand what he's doing. I'm trying to explain it to the listener. It doesn't mean that's a full endorsement of it. I'm saying you're right. When you're using these mid-round picks and you're not even attempting to develop guys that can aid the pass rush, it is impossible to defend when you then get on the radio and say, no, why do people ask me about this?
Huh?
We sound like the yin-yang twins.
That was me listening to the interview. It's like, I can't believe I'm listening to this.
All right, we're done. We're losing it. 248-539-9797. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Great job by Jim and John in the morning. Nice interview with Holmes. They remained way more patient than I would have. That's a personal weakness of mine. I complimented Jim personally this afternoon. That would have been Ndamukong Suh 2.0. I would have just said, I ain't here for this. Book clubs and you don't understand and straw man stuff. There's just no reason for it. Brad's done a really nice job, but the arrogance is a little much for me. But I want to know from you. Look, Rico blew his stack. He's had it. The lack of addressing the pass rush. Brad Holmes says he doesn't understand why he's asked about it. We have Aiden Hutchinson. What the hell are you guys mad about? The question is your response to it. And yes, if you want the Iser plan and you want to hear Jeff Rieger get trampled on like he was in Pamplona, you can Odyssey.com rewind that to the start of the show. Yes, go ahead.
You know what it reminds me of? Every year for like the last 4 years, you've watched Ryan Day just get butchered by Michigan. but yet he puts NFL wide receivers in the league. But in that game against Michigan, he refuses to pass the ball. I'm going to beat him by running. Ryan, we actually got NFL receivers. No, we're going to run the ball. But we do got guys that's going to be first-round receivers. Don't care. We're going to run the ball. And it's almost like so obtuse that I'm going to make this work. I don't care. I'll do it at all costs. That's what this reminds me of. It's like, we're not fighting each other. We want the same thing. It's this a suggestion. No, I don't need to get this. I'm going to get it from everybody else, but I don't need an edge.
David, a few ticket texts. We'll get to the callers. We'll get a football today in the mix. We got to talk a little bit about the Pistons. I do have an NBA opinion I just want to offer. I'll probably get launched out of a cannon for it, but we'll do that too. David, go ahead, buddy.
Rico is right. Brad Holmes is taking it personally. He's no longer doing his job the way that we would expect him to do his job because he's taking it personally. Costa brought up that the two leading sack guys in 2023 on his team were McNeil with 5 and Kaminsky with 2. And we all know what the mess was last year. So for Brad to say this isn't a pressing need, sorry, he's just wrong.
And David, here's the other thing. Not taking away because it's not his fault. Aiden was going up against some backup tackles when he got all of those sacks early in the season.
I'm going to tell you, if you don't stop with facts,
okay,
you have no place in this town. Okay. You will live in delusion and fantasy.
Okay,
because 2 of the sacks against Tampa Bay came against a tight end.
So it ain't his fault.
No, it's not Aiden's fault. The point is to act that he was on a 28-sack pace is fantasy. The first three teams you faced, the Rams didn't have their top 2 tackles. They lost the 3rd in the game. Yeah. Not Aiden's fault, but it's not a real situation. Tampa Bay came into town. They were down to their 3rd-string right tackle, and on 2 of the plays, they had Aiden one-on-one against the tight end. Not Aiden's fault, not a real situation. And Seattle came to town down both starting tackles.
Literally signed somebody like 2 days before they came to Detroit.
Right. So again, it's not Aiden's fault, but to act as if that was going to be Aiden's destiny the rest of the season, that's equally disingenuous. The fact is Aiden died in week 4 and finished week 20 still leading the team in sacks.
You better stop with the facts.
No, but I'm defending you in case the Brad bots come calling.
Right, oh, they've like, come calling.
You just hate Aiden. Hold on.
Let me hear from the opposition party.
They've come calling.
Let me hear it.
As Rico, how much addressing Chase Young helped the 49ers win a Super Bowl? LOL.
Can I offer something on behalf of Rico? Because I will tell you, the player you're making fun of sent you home fishing. He made the play of the game.
Do it, Rico. Keep doing it. Yeah.
Yes. On that 4th down play. That was Chase Young going after Jared Goff.
And by the way, here's the other thing I would say. I take great pleasure in the Niners not winning at all because his happiness is my pain. However, they've been to the Super Bowl twice in the last 5 years. Should have been 3. Jaquiski Tartt, rest in peace. I don't think from your position you should be mocking his team.
Because, they got Chase Young.
Also, his team beat you. Okay, yep, got it.
And, factually, Chase Young had a good game in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and no one's saying it's a guarantee you're going to win a Super Bowl if you get someone opposite Aiden, but you give yourself a chance.
And for the people out there in the back, they lost. I'll go to my deathbed. Once Dre Greenlaw popped that Achilles, game was over. Because when he was playing, Kansas City didn't cross the 50.
When you lose in overtime of a Super Bowl, I don't know that there's a real loser. That's just a brutal beat. That really had to hurt, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, I thought so. David, go ahead.
Son of a...
Yes.
I wish
summon his emotions.
I wish Costa would have said, "Well, other teams with one of elite edge rusher aren't giving their opponents all day to throw the ball either."
You can get into arguments. This is the beauty of football. Like when the bullets start flying, we're going to find out who was right and wrong. I want them to win. I don't care about right and wrong. I want to win. Clearly they have a very good football team, but I can't act as if the players you had here last year are somehow this massive Super Bowl level upgrade. Yes, I expect Marcus Davenport to play more than 10 minutes. Yes, I expect Aiden to be back. How good is he at the start versus where he is in November? We have to monitor. But Aleem is going to be gone for a while, and I don't know what you're getting. DJ Reader, I am putting on the milk carton. That is just not the guy I was used to watching. And he ain't getting younger. There are some issues there, and they seemingly said, no, we're good. Almandine Muhammad. Pete Lopez.
Aquadine, but okay.
It doesn't matter. 248-539-9797.
Almond Milk Muhammad.
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, pal? Scotty! Scott's gone. We go to Antoine. He is the benefactor of Scott being asleep. Antoine, how are you today?
Good looking, Scotty. Good looking. Hey, listen. This is real, though. This is the Ryan Day comparison is crucial because I think this is a potential character flaw for Brad Holmes in that he's giving me the vibes of a spoiled kid that has done well for himself but has not done it all. He just fell short of the valedictorian. He had a pretty girlfriend, but he left her. He didn't have the 4.0, but he got the 3.6. And you're trying to tell him these little things that could make him more advanced and to make him the greatest Brad Holmes that he could be. And he's like, you know what? No, I don't need to hear that. I'm good. Look at me. Look at what I've done. And you can only do these things when you're destitute from an organization that has never won it all.
There it is.
Because in these other organizations, the owner, Howie Roseman, is going to come in here and say, you know what? We need a pass rusher. Do you not see what's going on? But Miss Fort Hampton, she's not going to do that. She's great. She's doing a good job. We're doing a good job.
We have a waiting list for season tickets.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing an excellent job. The vibe, grit. We see everybody everywhere. Jared Goff chance. Things are well. So you know what? We're going to let Brad do what he does. Yeah, we know Brad's a little, you know, he gets a little attitude-y sometimes, but he does such a great job. We're going to let Brad do what he does. And this is the potential of that flaw being extorted to everybody. This is the potential of that, the start of that. That's what I see.
Yeah.
So when you saw this, when you said the Ryan Day thing, I'm like, yeah, because that's completely what happened with him in the Michigan thing. And, man, we got the best receivers. Potentially, you can look back of all time in a core, but we want to run the ball against
right.
these guys. It's almost the same thing. Like, I'm going to beat my head against the wall because you know what? I'm good. I can do it. I know it. And nobody from top is going to belittle him and say, you know what? I need you to humble yourself. I need you to relax. Yeah, you're good, Brad, but you ain't great yet. We ain't great yet. They have no history to go back and look and sit Brad down and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, we were good. But when we had to sit Wayne Fonts down, when we had to sit these guys down and tell them what they needed to do, they
But Antoine, here's what you're missing. He actually, in that organization, he actually is great because they've never experienced it.
This man's on fire. I'm woefully average. That's the topic of today. 248-539-9797. He ripped that thought from my skull, and he said it himself. It's like the Body Snatchers. This is regular Miss Cleo over here. Call me now.
Sorry.
It was perfect. So many thoughts. All right. We will get to the people. Do we want to just mix in a football today just for a little brevity?
I would love to.
All right. Kenny, can you please, a little customer service, and we'll get right back to you guys. And also, if you're looking for the Iser plan discussion, he spoke today. Odyssey.com Rewind, that's there for you too. More in a minute. 97.1.